when it rains in May. Behind a thin overcast left from yesterday's shower, the moon, not quite full, seems thin too, translucent, disappearing in the growing light as nighthawks thrum like small engines in the distance, cactus wrens chatter, and quail start their territorial calling. The air is cool, the morning gentle for a change. When it rains in May, it probably won't in July when it's supposed to. So yesterday's sprinkle, though a relief from the record-breaking heat, was a reminder of summers when by August pears, despite the pumps, had lost most of their leaves. The apples and peaches were half normal size. The cottonwoods down by the Walsh had turned yellow, and cattle out on the range lay down thick-tongued in the dust to die. Up at the university, scientists read rocks and tree rings and shrinking polar ice caps. Up on the rim rock, they decipher unanswered prayers. Down here, the message goes round by word of mouth. "Hasn't been this dry in 20 years, says Tom. "Since the 50s, says his dad. And his dad says, "Not since McDonald's well went dry after the war." Alberto says, his granddad said, "Not since the last time," says Jack, "and that's God's own sweet truth."